text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, we head back now to Shane Lowry's brilliant win, and I'm joined by his uncle, Tommy Scanlon. Tommy, thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Miriam. How are you?
Delighted. You must be over the moon. I know. Are you his mom, Bridget's brother?
Yeah, I am indeed, yeah.
How happy are you?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's just beginning to sink in now this morning. Everybody calling to the house. And it's just incredible, you know, to believe, you know, after to win the British Open, to win a major. A young lad from Clara, County Offaly. It's mad, isn't it?
I think maybe your sister and her St. Anthony had something to do with it. Did you see that? She was holding that in the Portrush.
Yeah, she thinks she's every candle in Clara Church for the past couple of weeks lit, so that's fantastic. It's great for Clara. It's great for the Forbann as well, the Lowry family in Forbann. Like, you know, we have a great rivalry between us, but when it comes to golf and Offaly, we're all the one. So it's just fantastic. It's a great feeling, and it's great for Bridgie and Brendan, Alan, Cineda, and all the family, and it's great for everyone. It's great for Clara. It's great for Ireland. It's just fantastic.
Oh, no, it really is. And did you know as a young lad, did everyone know he was very talented, Tommy?
Yeah, well, he played hurling, and he used to put him in the goal in the hurling because he had a long poke out. So I suppose you could see something in that way. So he just started in Esker Hills, and he played pitch and put in Erie and Clara, of course, and then went on to Esker Hills and never left the place. And signs on it, like, you know, that's where he learned his trade over there in Esker Hills with the Malayan O'Brien family, and they were all very good to him over there when he was young, lad.
Absolutely. And listen, I know they probably were all out celebrating, but have you managed to speak to Bridget since the win at all?
No, haven't seen her since, no.
I'd say they're out celebrating now.
No, I'd say they're probably in bed because of a long journey back down last night, so they're probably in bed, you know. And Another famous Clara man, we got a bit of good news about him yesterday, was Brian Cowan, and that cheered us all up again. And I want to send best wishes to Brian and Mary and his family, and I hope he gets well soon.
Okay, that's very kind of you to say. And listen, in terms of Shane Lowry's homecoming, Tommy, what kind of a homecoming do you think he might like himself?
I don't know. I mean, it's people ringing now, and nobody knows what's going to happen now. Obviously, Shane is probably still in bed, you know, and why not? I suppose they're done a bit celebrating last night, so nobody knows what's happening or if there's anything happening or what's happening. I'm sure during the day it'll probably leak out and people will be wondering what's happening, but that's up to Shane and his family, you know, whatever schedule he has to stick to, so we'll see what happens.
Anyway, whatever it is, Tommy, the entire of Ireland, never mind the entire of Offaly, will be
absolutely
celebrating.
Yeah.
Tommy, we're delighted for you. Congratulations.
Thanks for chatting to me.
Bye, Tommy.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.